Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We're going to start talking about one of the most important topics or concepts that Christians really need to not just understand but pursue, and that's knowing God. Knowing by experience, not just knowing about Him or even just praying to Him. But really knowing Him. Excuse me. When we start looking at what He wants for us and from us, it's all about relationship. So it's not what we can do for Him. Excuse me. It's not what we can do for Him or even what He can do for us. It's about our relationship with Him. And when we start talking about hearing from Him and having our needs met by Him, it's all intertwined with that relationship. So when we say knowing God, it's not just one level. It's everything about our relationship. It's like in the Old Testament where it said, you know, this person knew his wife and they had a child. They knew each other intimately, where it then brought forth life. So when we're talking about knowing God, it's intimately, so we bring forth life. Now, you in your spirit have already known God intimately, and you've brought forth life. That eternal life is now part of you. If we say our goal now, we're speaking from a spirit standpoint that you and I are both spirit and joined with His spirit, and we are working with our soul. I'm working with my soul that our soul would be able to receive the life that myself as spirit has already received. And that is done through knowing Him intimately, completely, union. This is where that whole phrase union with God comes from. Now, for some, that phrase might have some history to it, and we're just not even going to deal with that. But that's where the concept comes from, is that we are united with Him. Now we are very specific about that there is an absolute differentiation between being united with God in our spirit as being a done, final, done deal, but not our soul. That's where we have received the salvation of union in our spirit, but now we are working out our salvation into our soul and our body. If the kingdom of God is within us, It's in our middle, in our midst. We already have entered into and received the kingdom of God. That's not our soul. Our soul is still has its own little kingdom set up. We've talked often about God knows that. And that's the way God created a soul to be able to survive, was to create its own kingdom. So he's not angry at you for the kingdom that your soul has set up. This is one of those lies of the enemy, that we feel guilty for being the way God made us. Some of our challenge is to understand that and experience how much God loves us. When you realize that there's nothing you can do to disappoint him, to have him turn away from you in the slightest. He's not holding further rewards from you. He is not manipulative. Now, he knows how to motivate and encourage and get our attention, but he does that very openly. When we ask him what's going on, he tells us. He's not a trickster or a teaser. When we ask for bread, he does not give us a stone. But our challenge is having that focus to know him, but then also the practical side. How do we do that? Well, knowing God is simple. The steps to doing so, to knowing him, to focusing on him, to dealing with all our issues, our enemies and the world system, our own flesh, our own those that kingdom, and the devil himself. There are simple strategies to deal with all that. But it's not easy. We have a lot going on within us, regardless of what's going on in our everyday lives. So the simplicity, we want to be realistic about recognizing, okay, it's a simple thing to say, you need to spend more time with God. Yeah, but. And it's in that process that we learn some of our greatest lessons, where we are changed often the most in the process of, yeah, but God. And as long as we always bring it back to Lord, I don't have enough time, or you know, nothing ever seems to change, or I can't hear you, or it's too late, or if I do this, I'll go off the deep end, or fill in the blank. And as long as we have that conversation with him, that's where he can make the greatest change in us, because that gives him the opportunity to reveal himself to us in a great way. Because when we question, when we ask, we are facing God. We turn to him and say, Lord, what's going on here? We are facing him. We are face to face with God. When we don't bother or are afraid to be honest and real about those questions, we are rejecting our hope. Internally, our soul is rejecting our spirit. So it always comes back to turning to the Lord. Turning to the Lord first, last, and always. So as we go forward, our goal is to present some hopefully helpful basic relationship concepts. Now, if you've already got, if you're already well down that path to developing those habits that feed into a strong relationship with God, this may just be a refresher course or a reminder, or you may have some great ideas that feel free to drop us a line and we'll include them. We're all in this together. All we're doing is learning from one another. Again, it's simple, and it's not like it's 1,400 steps. And there's no, okay, exact, this is the order, or this is the exact thing you do, and that's why there's X number of steps. But it's the approach. And the rest of the guidelines and the concepts and the steps are for you, to help you create your approach to your path. You have not been this way before. Nobody has. Because you are a unique person, and God has created a unique set of circumstances just for you. So your problems are unique. Your pathway is unique. Your wounds and history are unique. The healing you need and the encouragement, unique. The approach, however, is shared by all. We are looking at the basic relationship tenets. If you do these things, all these other unique aspects of your relationship with God will fall into place, because what we're doing is connecting you, developing those habits, encouraging you along the way to knowing God, being able to hear him, test him, test the voice you hear, and then acting on it. So we're looking for those basic concepts and some homework, some various practical applications, because every believer, once we taste of God, we want more. And so often, that doesn't last. You know, we go to a conference or even church or read a book, and, oh, God, I want to be like that. Oh, I just wish, you know, I'm just so on fire. And how quickly that fades. So what can we do to act on it? Not to maintain that, oh, I'm so on fire, but what does that being on fire lead to? Knowing him. It doesn't define knowing him. It sets your feet in the right direction. But at the bottom of that is encouragement. Encouragement to stick with these approaches until you experience personal results. What we find as you go through history, through the couple thousand years of history of the church, and you see those who exhibited great relationship with God did basically the same thing, same things. And we want to leave it as simple as that. We can talk about, and we will talk about, why certain habits and activities do what they do, But more importantly, we want to do them. As in every part of our life, knowing God for our soul can be developed into a habit. And when we develop that habit, it's just like a muscle. You know, when you're driving, odds are you don't even realize you're switching your foot from the gas to the brake. It's habit. You see you need to brake, you pick your foot, you don't go, okay, now I need to raise my foot from the accelerator, put it on the brake, and apply pressure. No. You just do it. Okay, so you stop at the red light. The red light turns green. Check where you're at, you check, make sure it's safe, and you take your foot off the brake and you put it back on the accelerator. You don't think, okay, now I'm going to take my foot off the brake and put it on the accelerator. But how do we know to do that? How come we no longer have to think about each one of those little steps? Because we do it all the time. It's habit. And that's what we can do with our relationship with God. So when we go out and we get in our car and we're driving to work or driving to the grocery store or wherever you drive to, you're not thinking, okay, now I need to remember to put the key in the ignition. I need to make sure that I put the car in reverse before I drive out. Try to drive out of the garage. I need to make sure that we have done it so often, we don't think about it. Now, if we break a routine, we can run smack dab into the garage door. But we don't really need to boost our confidence. Okay, I have a sign on the door leading into the garage saying, okay, remember you need to do this, 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 and this. Like we know, okay, I know how to drive. I've done this before. I may not be a perfect driver, but I am pretty good at it. And so we can develop confidence by spending time with God. Because, again, one of the big fears we run into is making a mistake, being deceived, and then feeling guilty or shamed or, you know, fearful. We are really, people are very afraid of the consequences of making a mistake. And on the one hand, we want to get over that fear, but on the other hand, what practical things can we do to prevent those mistakes? Not that the mistake is the issue, but developing those practical habits, because it is those practical habits that give you confidence. So when you put your foot on the brake, you know it's going to stop the car. The confidence isn't in the habit. Okay, I know how to drive the car. I know how to put my foot on the brake. It's that it works. So as you spend more time with God, you find out spending time with Him works for you on His terms. Asking Him questions a certain way and then hearing from Him, that works for you. It's meaningful for you, for you. He changes you for you. He heals you. He encourages you. He provides for you what you need. Not so you can go out and do ministry, but because He loves you. That's another thing we have to experience to believe, that He's not out to fix us so we can work for him. But, you know, that's between you and him. Our goal is to give you some techniques and applications to practice so that they become habit, which gives you the confidence, not just in the habit, but that the habit works. And why habit? Why is it habit important? Habits are one of the ways we overcome time. Time is part of the world system, and we all feel that pressure. We all feel like we're wasting time, or we've lost time, or it's too early, or it's too late. Think, you know, spend some time thinking. That would be a good homework assignment for you. Spend some time thinking about how much during the coming week you think in terms of time. Lord, I ask you just to do that for each one of us this week, is how we are controlled and pressured by time. Just increase our awareness. We're not going to worry about what to do about it. Just increase our awareness that time is not part of eternity. It's something that was created for this time zone, for this earth life, and that therefore, as a spirit being, we are a master of it. But for now, let's just increase our awareness of how much we are being controlled by it. And that, you know, how often do we, you know, I'm too old for that. Or I'm too young. Or that's just, I'm not qualified for that. Now, sometimes there's different levels of that. But, or that's something young people do, or that's something old people do. You know, we always hear God is, you know, out for the youth. There's going to be a great youth rising. We've talked about why that's used so often is because young people are gullible. And very often, the rest of us have been there, done that, and realize it's just a way of getting free labor. Easy to inspire youth because they haven't learned how to think critically. They certainly haven't learned, for the most part, how to hear from God. But then again, most of us haven't. And as we move forward in this, we also look at our other enemies. And all of your enemies, when you start desiring to develop habits in your lifestyle that will bring you into a greater awareness of God speaking to you at all times in your life, you are not doing so in a vacuum. Your enemies will object. So don't be surprised if things start to go wrong. If the heavens are as brass, are as some an approach or a technique that you've always used that's worked suddenly stops working. If you've always felt his presence when you sang to him, and now there's nothing there, don't be surprised. Because it's the habit that we are looking for. The habit will bring us to confidence that God responds. But God responds on his terms, not ours. Because the process is not the secret. The process is the encouragement. The process that we choose, let's use that example of someone who's a good musician may feel very close to God when they sing or play their music. And yet all of a sudden, God may withdraw. And they may say, well, it's the devil, or there must be sin in my life. What's the answer to that? Ask God. That's the process. For all of us, it's the same process. Ask God. What that looks like in your life is going to be unique and specific in your situation. But don't be surprised if things change. Because when you start allowing God to do what he wants in your life, he will start doing what he wants in your life. Now, he's doing it already in your spirit. He's already done that. And your spirit and God's spirit are already working within you to have this very thought in your head right now. Yeah, I would like to know. I would like to have that confidence that I know that when I approach God, he's there and he responds. That would be nice. But the kingdom that your soul has set up is just going to be fortified more against the true kingdom coming. So you will be coming up against strongholds in your solical kingdom, your self-life, in the world system, and in the devil. You know, Satan could care less about you. The only people, the only Christians even, who are any problem to him are those who know God. Otherwise, he's pretty much, he doesn't care whether you're a Christian or non-Christian, because you're not a threat to him. Now, whatever your response is to that, take it to God. What about that, God? You want to talk to me about that, Lord? Is there anything we need to talk about? Lord, what is your truth in this situation? Lord, is there a wound there that you want to heal? God's ways of healing us and changing us in different areas of our lives are all intertwined. This is why we're constantly repeating the same things over and over again. There is a simplicity in the devotion to Christ. But because our lives are so complex, our soul has such high expectations of what it means to know God and what it means to be a Christian, that it's got to be complex. It's got to be hard. It's got to be special. We have to deserve knowing him. We have to deserve a relationship with him or earn it. He says, no, it's a gift to work through that. So this is why we are constantly coming back to the same components, the same themes, from a slightly different angle, sometimes from the same angle, but constantly the same things. Because if we can get these basics down, God has free reign. And it's the process that reveals his working in us. So spend some time with God this week. Let him know you are interested in expanding your relationship with him. That whatever way he chooses to make himself known to you is fine. And some of the things we're going to do is set aside certain parts of the day or the week or the month, whatever works for you, and objectively approach our own requirements, our own things that we want to talk about or the things we need from him, and get those dealt with on his terms. So we'll pick it up here next time we meet. It's going to take a while to get to that point, but stick with us. Now, if you want to move ahead, go to the website, therainersclub.org. Go to the tab that says Start Here. There's plenty for you to read. Read with the thought of, God, what in this is for me? Don't just read it with your heart. Don't just read it with your head. Let God speak to you. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.